WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Like the city of Bryan, Brazos County officials are waiting for a report in May about the progress of a multi-million dollar manufacturing plant that appears to be closed. County Judge Dwayne Peters hopes for the best for Gundler Foods, but they're also responsible for meeting a variety of requirements.
Once RVP does the study, and they will have to provide that information to us. If they don't qualify, then I don't want to answer for the whole court, but I would not be supportive of giving a tax abatement if they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Those requirements include paying property taxes, which was done according to the tax office website. There's been no response to requests for comment from Gundler officials. The Blinn College Board of Trustees is looking at a portion of a former College Station manufacturing building to create classroom space for the next 2 to 4 years. The president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, says there'll be a 60-day feasibility study with the owners of the former Westinghouse plant located across the freeway from Central Park.
That determination has not been made as to whether or not there would be a lease or a purchase for that facility. That 71,000 square feet exists in the back portion of the building as it is now.
McMullen says the goal is to start classes in the 2015 fall semester. Trustees and administrators continue working on addressing long-term space issues. Today's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal to get tougher on door-to-door salespeople and their solicitors and other solicitors.
The council's being asked to add requirements and restrictions, including for-profit solicitors to register through the police department and wear a badge proving city certification. Hours would be limited from 9 a.m. until 30 minutes after sunset, except for federal holidays. The ordinance would add a section addressing aggressive solicitation, defined as approaching or following pedestrians, repetitive soliciting despite refusals, the use of abusive or profane language to cause fear or intimidation, unwanted physical contact, or intentional blocking of pedestrian or vehicular traffic. Aggressive solicitation could also take place at or near 12 public or private areas. A copy of the proposals online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The latest visit to Brazos County District Court for a College Station man resulted in a jury conviction and an 8-year prison sentence. Court records indicate 30-year-old Johnny Gooden has had 23 criminal cases dating back to 2003. This week, he was found guilty of assaulting a Bryan police officer, one of several who attempted to restrain Gooden outside the BTU office in April of last year. That's after a witness saw him trying to enter several parked cars. Gooden was also picked up last August at a Chase Bank in Bryan after he told tellers he was an adopted son of Michelle Obama and wanted access to her account. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we've been voted the best of the Brazos by you for 10 years in a row.
That's because we bring quality floors, lighting, granite, and furnishings together in one easy location.
At prices that won't be beat.
Come in today and see what a difference having a design center will make in your home.
And remember, at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the largest selections at the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-to-8 service. That means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You come home after work, your unit's not working, then give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. 690-2278. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, it looks like we've got some showers on the way, and high temperature today, probably about 75. 60% chance of rain. That'll happen after 1 o'clock this afternoon, and then we'll continue to probably have a 20% chance of showers. Oh, my goodness, wait a minute. They've updated this. I hate this. I hate when they do that. 50% chance of rain now on Friday. I'm not responsible for this. Call Shell Weekling. Complain to him. 30% chance of rain now on Friday night with 54 will be our low temperature. So now 60% today, 50% tomorrow. On Saturday, though, still sunshine, 76. About the same thing on Sunday and Monday. So there we go. David Worley's here this morning from BTU. How are you today?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you this
good
morning?
You like clear skies and all that kind of stuff? That
we do. Yeah, it's about time after this last winter that we've had.
So. You know, and that's really going to be interesting, the different infrastructure things. I mean, it was different for us, but gosh, do you have buddies in the Northeast? Do you talk to anybody?
I do. Actually, I was talking to some friends at co-ops up in the upper Midwest, and we have it really, really good. You know, they... all of them are saying they had the coldest winter they ever had, and I heard stories about pipes freezing, even water mains freezing 8 feet down. And
oh, my.
They basically just have to kind of wait till the weather warms, so they have to work around. So
and then you'll see what you've got after that, and then roads, too, sure that they're going to get torn up.
We have it pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's we talk about it from time to time. 1,400 people a day move to Texas, and to some extent, I kind of want to keep it a little bit of a secret.
We don't
need a whole bunch of folks more. I mean, we like to broaden the tax base and make the utility base bigger and all those things, but... You know, at the end of the day, we kind of like...
Yeah, I'm afraid the secret's out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it probably is. Hey, so what brings you in this morning?
Well, this time of year, we always like to remind everybody that we have our smart home program. It's been going on about a year, was widely accepted last year. It does offer some incentives, and it's for folks that want to upgrade their house to insulation projects. If you have, from a 0 to 22 insulation rating in your attic, you qualify. If you're a BTU customer, you can give us a call, and we'll give you an application and start working with you. We do also rebates for solar screens. Those are just a very, very good thing to have in the summertime in this part of the world on your east or west-facing windows. They're inexpensive, easy to put on, and... they pay for themselves in short order.
That's probably one of the easiest, and, I mean, you can tell the difference, obviously, when you walk in the room. If you've got solar screens now, you should be able to really feel a
difference.
Yeah,
you get instant comfort with them, and they're not expensive, not hard to put on. We also pay rebates for window replacements, and that's another good thing. You know, when you've been in a house or a house has been built for, 15 or 20 years, the windows really start to degrade, and the windows nowadays are just so much better. The low-E qualities hold a lot of the sun out, and, of course, they seal up a lot better.
Yep. These guys are like the dentist. You know, the dentist tries to protect your teeth so they'll last forever, and you guys are trying to help people really save money.
That's
I mean,
us.
You
we,
are.
We try to help you use less of our products.
Well, and I always like to talk to you. If they want some more information on this, what do they do?
Just contact or go to the website at www.btutilities.com or just give us a call at the BT offices.
Okay. Any thoughts on what's going on in the energy landscape? Because, again, I'm kind of geeky about that. And then, again, with 1,400 people a day moving to Texas, there's going to be a tremendous demand on all sorts of things, including the grid.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're really blessed right now to have all this oil and gas production in the state. Natural gas has gotten very inexpensive, and the marginal price of energy in the wholesale market in Texas is driven by gas, and mm-hmm. so of course we have a lot of our production on generation comes from our coal plant, and coal plant is cheap over time and very, very predictable, and that's the kind of things we like. So most of our 24-hour day type power comes from coal, which is always a blessing. But anything over that base load, what we call the stuff that you need all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over that is peaking energy, and peaking energy, the cheaper gas is, the better it is. So it's able to help us hold down our costs.
Sure. We hear a lot from a political standpoint, so I kind of like to get your thoughts from a business standpoint about coal. There are a lot of people who don't like coal. A lot of states up in the Northeast, I think about West Virginia and that area where coal is really important. Mm-hmm. But is that dirtier coal than we have that we're burning and processing?
I understand
down in Texas?
It is. I think the sulfur content is higher mm-hmm. in eastern coal. We get... coal out of Wyoming, and Powder River Basin coal is some of the best you can get. I started my career 30-plus years ago at a coal plant, so I love coal.
Well,
I love coal plants.
Well.
But the coal plants now are much, much cleaner. The coal plant that we're partners with Denton Garland and Greenville on out of Carlos, Gibbons Creek, is a top-notch plant. It's got scrubbers on it and is as clean as you can make them.
There you go. That's David Worley. He's the Group Manager of Business and Customer Operations at BTU. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Take care.
Yep. We visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is a busy time for the Brazos Valley Symphony, and so quickly we have Mary in here to tell us about the busy times you've got going. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Great. Oh, wow. This is an incredibly busy time of the year. Not only do we have a concert with an international level guitarist that's going to be that Marcella will tell you about more in just a second, but we also have Premier Market coming up with a preview party on April 3rd, and then 4th and 5th, the shopping days, and Girls Night Out on the night of the 5th. So please check out our website and make reservations for the preview party right now. It is
now
an upscale market.
Tell me a little bit about when the preview party is. Obviously, an opportunity for people to see things before the general opening.
Right. The preview party is at 5:30. It's on Thursday, April 3rd, and you can get tickets to it through the bbso.org or by calling our office at 979-696-6100. We have upscale merchandise from vendors all over the state and outside the state as well. And we're going to be having a party that night, and it'll be champagne and hors d'oeuvres. And you will be the first to get to shop the Premier Market. So you'll get the choice of the things that you would really like to have before everyone else comes in the next day.
Excellent. Sounds good. Well, we'll look forward to that. Maestro, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Wonderful. So we've got, and then fast upon that, we have a performance at the end of the month on March the 30th in Rudder Theater. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Yes, this is our season grand finale, the last concert of our season. And we are actually bringing to Bryan College Station one of the greatest guitarists in the world, Sharon Isbin. Is an American guitarist, won several Grammy Awards, was nominated for a bunch more, and we are very happy to perform with her two of the best known of guitar concertos, which is the Concerto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo and one of Vivaldi's concertos. So it's a great opportunity for our audience to get to know one of the best guitarists around. I programmed this concert featuring female composer and performers. As you know, there aren't many female composers that are actually performed by symphony orchestras. And so in the second portion of that concert, we will perform a piece by an American composer, a symphony by an American composer by the name Amy Beach. And it's a fantastic, fantastic piece of music that it's very, very unfortunate that it's not performed very often.
When you have someone like this who comes in, how much preparation time does the symphony get to have with her, and how does that mesh?
With professional orchestras, you're lucky if you have two rehearsals mm-hmm. with the soloists. Mm-hmm. So she's coming on Saturday. We'll have a rehearsal on Saturday afternoon, and a run-through on Sunday, and concert on Sunday.
There you go. Done and done. That's it. If you want some more information, you can get the tickets at 845-1234 at the MSC box office. Thanks for coming in, Maestro.
My pleasure.
And, Mary, before we leave, let's tell people Derby Days. It's not that far away. Put that on their calendars.
Absolutely. Derby Day. It's the incredible, incredible fundraiser we have, and it's going to be May 3rd, and you can get your tickets or a table right now by going to our website or, once again, calling 979-696-6100.
Okay. That sounds good. Busy times for you. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month.
Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG Appliance Team, LG Turbo Wash, and door-in-door refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Texas A&M baseball is on the road this weekend to take on the University of Georgia. Broadcast time on Friday night will be 5:30. Game time is 6. Noon on Saturday and noon on Sunday. 30 minutes prior to each first pitch, we'll have the pregame show. Troy Stein, a senior on this ball club for Texas A&M, one of the team leaders, the starting catcher, had an opportunity last summer to do something special, and that was to go to Fenway Park and take batting practice.
Oh, it was awesome just to be able to go and witness that atmosphere of, you know, where the big leaguers get to play and be able to just go out there and, you know, just be on the field was one thing. Get to hit batting practice and just be out there was just an awesome experience.
What was the occasion that you guys got to do that?
It was kind of a tryout day for all the scouts when we were up in the Cape Cod League. So they had a day where they brought all the players that were in the Cape Cod League out to Fenway and got to hit batting practice, run the 60, that sort of thing.
Texas A&M catcher Troy Stein, his experience at Fenway Park last summer. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
New data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The latest numbers from the job market show a little improvement. The Labor Department reports 311,000 people filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week, 10,000 fewer than the week before. And the Commerce Department's final report on fourth quarter economic growth says the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 2.6% from October through December. That was a little stronger than the prior estimate. The report notes consumer spending picked up. A healthcare company is restructuring. Baxter International will split itself in two, one business to focus on biopharmaceuticals, the other dealing with medical products. And Mars does not expect our collective sweet tooth to diminish anytime soon. The grand opening of a $270 million Mars plant in Topeka, Kansas takes place today. It will be able to produce millions of candy bars and other treats each day. Stock market futures have turned a little lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic 11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. The Dark Ages. Well, that's what some call summertime. When others are putting on their summer shorts and swimwear, others are covering up like it was still March. And all because they didn't take just a few weeks and lose those extra pounds and inches. Especially now that Dr. Steelman's made it so very quick and easy with his Better Health Clinical Weight Loss Program. Now, here's the very first at-home weight loss kit that actually models the high-cost programs at the physician's weight loss clinics. But it's not high cost, and it's very effective. The results of a physician's weight management clinic at home. Don't be in the dark ages. Come on out and join the party. You know, you can get all the information you need on this revolutionary diet at active8products.com. That's active and the number 8products.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411. It's on our money. It's on our buildings. It's been written a million times in our society. Those famous words, "In God We Trust." The motto, "In God We Trust," was placed on United States coins largely because of the increased religious sentiment that existed during the Civil War. The Secretary of the Treasury, Salmon P. Chase, well, he received many appeals from devout persons throughout the country urging that the United States recognize the deity on the United States coins. From Treasury Department records, it appears that the very first appeal came in a letter dated November 13, 1861. It was written to Secretary Chase by the Reverend M.R. Watkinson, minister of the gospel from Ridleyville, Pennsylvania. But do you know where it came from? No, not the Bible. Rather from a poem. Let me read it to you. On the shore, dimly seen, through the midst of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes, what is that which the breeze o'er the tower steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam, in full glory reflected, now it shines on the stream. And where is that band who so valiantly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? Their blood has washed out of other foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's dissolutions. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven's rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause is just. And this be our motto: in God is our trust. And just in case you didn't recognize it, what I just read to you was the rest of the Star-Spangled Banner, the part you almost never hear, as written by Francis Scott Key in September 1814.
How babies take cues from mother's milk. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. It's well known that breast milk is more than just nutrition for babies. It also contains compounds that boost an infant's immune system, helping it fight off infections. Now, Harvard researcher Katie Hind explains that scientists are finding breast milk also contains chemical signals.
So there are important hormones in breast milk that pass to the baby and influence their metabolism, their growth, and now we're finding affecting their behavior.
What's more, she's found that in rhesus monkeys, the milk recipe varies depending on whether the infant's male or female, changes as the baby grows, and is affected by stress and other environmental conditions. She says this biochemical interplay between mother and infant likely occurs in humans as well, and may play an important role in a child's subsequent health, both physical and emotional. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Additional classroom space for Blinn College may be located across the freeway from Central Park and College Station. Negotiations will take place over the next 60 days, according to the president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, for 70,000 square feet of the former Westinghouse manufacturing plant.
The reason that it is actually very appealing to us is that it has an almost immediacy in terms of building out classrooms that we could make available on a very quick basis sometime in 2015. It has been refurbished by the current owner to have a new roof and new air conditioning system.
No decision has been made whether to purchase or lease the space, which takes up 40% of the building. McMullen says this would accommodate classrooms for a 2 to 4 year period while they continue exploring a long-term solution to continued enrollment growth. The College Station City Council has been asked to add new positions.
This evening's council agenda includes a variety of budget amendments, among them restoring one of 27 full and part-time positions that were eliminated 3 years ago. That's someone involved in economic development, which would make two people assisting the city manager in that area. A reorganization of the fire department means paying for another firefighter and giving raises to two who are named assistant chiefs and a third named fire marshal. Also proposed, adding a position in the public communications department dedicated to producing marketing materials to increase tourism in College Station. Funding will come from the hotel occupancy tax. The hotel tax also slated to cover the city's share of moving the Convention and Visitors Bureau to a new location on University. The move is due to the city selling the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, where the CVB is called home. College Station's portion of the moving expense, $46,000, which covers, among other things, storage, new signage, and new stationery. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It won't be until May when Brazos County and the City of Bryan receive an update regarding the status of whether a new manufacturer qualifies for economic development incentives. One hurdle for Gundler Foods with the county has been cleared. According to the tax office website, property taxes have been paid. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that's the first of several requirements towards a tax abatement.
They pay them first, and then if they qualify based on the provisions, they can get it. You got to produce jobs, you got to produce property values, and the number of employees and the salaries. So there's some things that, but if they don't perform, they don't get it.
Requests for comment from Gundler officials about the lack of activity at their year-old plant have gone unanswered. A College Station man is headed to prison for assaulting two Bryan police officers last April. The Brazos County District Court jury that convicted 30-year-old Johnny Gooden took an hour and a half to hand down the 8-year sentence. It took six officers to subdue Gooden after several shots with a taser failed. He had been stopped outside the BTU office after he was seen attempting to enter several parked cars. Gooden has been in jail since last August when he was picked up at the Chase Bank in Bryan. Employees there reported he was asking for access to Michelle Obama's account because he was her adopted son. Authorities discovered he was under the influence of PCP, and he fought with several officers when they arrived at the jail. In the last 11 years, Gooden has had 23 criminal cases, according to local court records. Two East Texas teens are accused of torturing a dog, a cat, and her three kittens to death in a cult-like killing.
For what they did to these animals, this is certainly one of the more severe cases that we have seen. I mean, skinning the dog like they did, what they did to the cats. You know, they just tortured these animals.
Nacogdoches County Sheriff Jason Bridges says the 18-year-old woman is an admitted Satan worshiper, and that was her motive, and she influenced a 17-year-old male friend to help her. He says the two are being held in the Nacogdoches County Jail and are being charged with felony cruelty to animal charges. He hopes they'll be able to get some counseling. Lawyers for two Texas inmates facing execution next month with a new batch of phenobarbital obtained by the Texas Department of Criminal Justice have filed a lawsuit demanding the prison agency disclose the identity of the new supplier. They also want to require the state to identify when the drug was obtained and any results of the test on its potency and purity. The current supply of pentobarbital used for lethal injections in Texas expires on April 1st. Prison officials said last week that they have a new supply but cited security reasons for declining to name the provider. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 64 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our four locations of American Lube Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Lube Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Lube Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time to get to Douglas Nissan for the Nissan Now sales event. We have the new 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5S for only $18,991. The Altima has head-turning style and is an IIHS top safety pick. Come test drive your new Altima today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes 1,000 customer cash plus 1,000 NMAC cash. Must finance with NMAC. Six at this price. Model code 13114.
Spring has sprung, and Rattlers has great specials in everything you need for March, whether it's for spring break or March Madness. Hungry? Drop into any Rattlers convenience store and fill up on their fully loaded nachos for only a dollar. That's $1 for a heaping handful of loaded nachos. Wash those nachos down with any size or flavor fountain drink for only 79 cents. Or buy a 24-pack of the Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $19.99. Rattlers always has great monthly and in-store specials. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information. Sorry I had to make that change in the weather forecast, but it happened, so what can I say? 60% chance of rain today, likely after 1 o'clock. Then down to a 20% chance tonight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of showers now. 83 will bear a high temperature, so that'll be okay. Unless the air conditioning in your vehicle doesn't work. Because when it's raining and warm, that's not very nice because you can't roll the windows down. Anyway, Saturday.
You get your own little spitz bath there
something like
in the car.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Probably be in the mid-70s. That'll be all right and clear at night. Lots of sunshine next week. So the wind's out of the south at 18, gusting up to 23. 64, but probably doesn't feel like it out there. Probably a little chilly when you consider the humidity and the winds. So we had a story on this, and obviously there are some people who were fairly upset about the county's use of, they call it chemical mowing, I guess. And
yeah, that ruffled some feathers for sure.
Well, it did, and I understand why they did it in some ways, but, obviously some people got upset, and when you have I guess it's not an exfoliant, it's really something else that they call it, but, when it ends up on trees that you think really look okay, then folks get angry. Now, what happens is the county commissioners let contracts to have that kind of work done, just like they would most other things. And so, one of the things they may do is decide to go with another contractor. One of the things that you got to remember is that those workers out there sometimes may not use the best judgment, or they may not have understood exactly what was supposed to happen. I'm not going to defend necessarily what the commissioners did, but
didn't quite trickle down
something. Yeah, the information that they wanted down there. I know Dwayne Peters talked to us about that, and I talked to other media outlets. I know he talked to the Eagle last week about the spraying along the right of ways, and he said they stopped that. Now they are having a meeting Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, so
I'm sure there are probably going to be some people there to talk about that. And if you are concerned about that, then I would suggest you do that or email the commissioners and let them know. Hello?
Yeah, in some cases, that spray went 8 feet up the trees on the side of the road.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. And I will be honest with you, that occurred on the street where I live. Not this time. It was a few years ago. But same kind of thing happened. It was a smaller area, but the people who had trees right along the side of the road ended up. And it was, in our case, I don't know, it was like a 10-foot swath. It's like they were emptying the tank. Just did that. And nobody happened to say anything because I think the lot was vacant at that time. But it was evident that kind of thing had happened. And whether there was the person for the county who did it or not, I don't know. But I've certainly seen it happen. But they say it's widespread. Officials in Kenya want people to stop using the court system to settle their disputes. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about how Colorado may just purge some of these marijuana cases off their the dockets, which, you know, would clear things up. And the guy in New Jersey thinking about marijuana being legalized there and what that would do as far as freeing up the courts.
Yeah, and the stats for that DA, man.
Oh, yeah?
Just clearing out all those cases.
Look good, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because if you say cleared cases, right, that got them off the docket. Well, so Kenya's kind of faced with the same thing. They're trying to get some of these disputes out of the courts. You know, here the district courts went to a magistrate so that they could have somebody other than a judge sitting in the courtroom. So efficiency in the system. Now, in Kenya, efficiency in the system is letting voodoo handle it instead.
Really?
During a news conference, the Chief Justice, Willie Mutunga. Aren't they all named Willie Mutunga? I mean, doesn't that just sound like a name for Kenya?
Yes, it does.
Willie Mutunga said the courts are overburdened with a backlog of thousands of lawsuits. He said, I've told people that they can go to witch doctors to solve their issues.
Just casting lots?
It's a different world, okay? Yeah, I'm not sure. Mr. Mutunga, Justice Mutunga, excuse me, has been widely praised for his reforms of the court system, but his witch doctor comment drew laughter from the crowd and criticism on social media in Kenya. Suspects routinely spend years in police custody waiting for their cases to be heard. People also complain of having to bribe court officials to get anything done. Oh, man.
And the translation for all this, you know how it read? Ooh, ee, ooh, ah.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's easy. Yeah, that happened. Now, and just so we'll see what happens. By the way, while we're talking about that, federal agents on Wednesday arrested the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, for allegedly taking tens of thousands of dollars of bribes in exchange for the use of his official position. Do you remember this guy? He was a rock star before the Democrat convention. I mean, that was the whole idea. He was so happy to get the Democrats to come into North Carolina. Patrick Cannon, 47 years old, faces federal charges on theft and bribery. He was going to be a star in the Democrat Party.
Not so much.
I don't think he will be now. Add fresh-baked cupcakes to the list of things that you can get from a vending machine.
All right.
A bakery called Sprinkles in New York City is installing cupcake machines around the city. The idea for instant cupcakes came to the founder when she was pregnant and had a craving in the middle of the night. Now, there you go. Problem solved. The company plans to install more vending machines around the country. Yeah, because I would, you're going to send your husband out into a dark, dangerous neighborhood just to get your cupcakes from a vending machine?
Hey, man, fresh cupcakes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hey, I got some cupcakes right here. okay. By the way, now what this says is they're calling it a cupcake ATM, this other story I have. 20 different varieties located next to the Sprinkles Cupcakes Bakery on the Upper East Side. The cupcakes cost $4.25 each. Come in red velvet, Cuban coffee, banana dark chocolate, and cinnamon sugar.
Oh, those sound good.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. You can add two special mini cupcakes designed for your dog for only $5.
I don't want to know how they keep the food separate. I hope that they do.
Yeah, that's true. Well, while we're talking about vending machines, hard to top this one. A giant vending machine was recently installed in the village of Clifton in Derbyshire, England, which had been without any local grocery or convenience stores for the past 14 years.
What happened?
Well, no, the vending machine was the idea of a community engineer named Peter Fox, who spent 3 years developing it himself after failing to get support in the community. It features a brick exterior, traditional awning, and dispenses milk, eggs, toiletries, umbrellas, of course it's England, and even pet food that residents pay for with cash or credit cards. Previously, they had to trek to the nearest town for their necessities. Now, because I'm a loser, I watched the show. I watched a show on history about convenience stores. And it was, you know, part of it's fascinating about the layout of the stores because I kind of enjoy that from a marketing standpoint. But they discussed some over-the-top convenience stores where you basically did that. You pulled in and you had push buttons where you would make selections, and there was this vast warehouse back there that would yank things off and throw them onto a conveyor belt and shoot them down to you, give you the price, you swipe your card, and boom, they dump it out there.
I saw that on a Modern Marvels. Pretty impressive.
That's what it was. Yeah, exactly. That's it. And it was. I'm not sure that necessarily can catch on, but it's something similar to this. Also, we had a story, 2 years ago, about the people of South Korea have some really ingenious things going on. And one of the things that they were doing was they had tax consultants on the trains to help the people get their taxes done as they commuted. But they also had in the train stations giant machines where you would go around, you'd walk around it, and you would press a button to select items. You'd swipe your card, and those items would be delivered that night to your home.
That's kind of cool.
Again, yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty good idea. But again, those people are so absolutely crushed because of their work that they have to do and the pressure that they're under, that even being able to leisurely shop is something that they couldn't do, and so kind of problem solved there.
Isn't this kind of a spinoff of the Automat, though?
Well, it is. Exactly. That's what you know, folks may not, if you've never been to the Northeast, the Automat was what a lot of people would eat, where you would walk in in fact, my mom worked at one when she was growing up in Philadelphia, and what you would do is you'd go to the Automat, and they would give you nickels. Of course, it was a while back, okay? But I can remember going there when I was a teenager, and we went to the Automat, and things cost, you know, more with quarters than nickels then. But, like, if you wanted a sandwich, you'd just jam in enough nickels, and you'd turn the crank, and the window would open up, and you'd get that item. Yeah, which is, you know, pretty cool, I guess. Now, I'm thinking about this thing in England, though. You know, what if you got... You can't have very many perishables, you know? Because, I mean, if you got, like, strawberries or potatoes or something like that, they go bad, you know, push the button, it comes tumbling out, and you got mold all over it, that probably wouldn't be too good. But never mind. Let's hope that it's all fresh and tasty.
Spring has sprung, and Rattlers has great specials in everything you need for March, whether it's for spring break or March Madness. Hungry? Drop into any Rattlers convenience store and fill up on their fully loaded nachos for only $1. That's $1 for a heaping handful of loaded nachos. Wash those nachos down with any size or flavor fountain drink for only 79 cents. Or buy a 24-pack of the Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $19.99. Rattlers always has great monthly and in-store specials. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
There you go. You know, we were talking just a little while ago. David Worley was in here from BTU talking about the program that they have at BTU, which is to help you pay for things that will increase the energy efficiency of your home. And we talked about solar screens. You know, it's time to start kind of shifting over into that mode. The folks at Intercon do that for you. Solar screens that can fit the color of your house, the decor of your house. I mean, there are a whole lot of different ways that solar screens are used now that they weren't before. You can have the panes on there like you do on your windows. Because, quite honestly, function was what the first generation of solar screens was all about. But now, as you want something that can be efficient but also very attractive, Intercon has that for you. You can choose the percentage of blockage that you want as well. Now, the energy program that we talked about from BTU extends to windows, because energy-efficient windows are an important part of the equation as well. So why not get in touch with the folks at Intercon? Find out about these two things that you can do that can help you cut down on your energy expenses as we're coming up to a summer that's going to be warm, we're sure. We've already had a winter that was colder than expected. We'll see what happens as far as the summer's concerned. But now's a great time to be in touch with them at Intercon at 823 823-
3639.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom now open Saturdays 9 to 1. Here's former smoker Christina Jones here to talk about Vape Geek, the first and best electronic cigarette store in the Brazos Valley. Tell us, Christina, how did you get started with these cigarettes in your business?
I had looked at e-cigarettes websites and found so much conflicting information that I ended up waiting a couple of years to start. After that, it was a constant flow of people asking about my electronic cigarette, and so my husband got the bright idea that we should check into this business. So we figured out how to contact the manufacturers and how to start importing, and our store was born in our home office in February 2011. We finally put a new building here this winter and now have a much larger store with lots of lounging area and several employees who are just as passionate about e-cigarettes as we are.
So what exactly do you sell in your e-cigarette store?
At Vape Geek, we sell everything you need to get started vaping. We sell starter kits, e-liquid, extra batteries, and more advanced mods as well. We will teach you how to use them and help you troubleshoot any problems you may have.
Don't miss Vape Geek's grand reopening party this Saturday, March 29th from 11 to 11. Go to vapegeek.com for directions. That's VAPEGEEK.com.
About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, maybe we've solved all our problems. I'm not sure. A Dutch designer, some guy's name I can't even nearly pronounce, looking into making trees that glow in the dark and use them as street lamps.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll buy that.
hopes to use this biochemistry to make trees grow in the dark. Okay. He observed jellyfish and fireflies and learned how they managed to generate their own light. He figures that he can do something with that. Going to collaborate with the folks at the State University of New York. See if they can transfer that to plants.
So, even if he's successful and the trees glow in the dark. Have you ever been in a dark room, say a glow-in-the-dark object? It doesn't provide any light.
No, well, it does. You know, but I'll tell you what I do have. I do have a night light from the from College Station Utilities. Mm-hmm. Now, you plug it in, and it's a very soft little light. It's a little aqua oval. And it's
I have one of those.
Yeah, it's very low energy. And so maybe they could go to something like that where it would provide a little bit of light. But the thing is, I think you're wanting light to really give people a feeling of safety. And that takes a pretty significant amount of light. So,
and that's a good point. If you're trying to just illuminate the tree to say it's there, not actually shine down on the roadway or something, I think that's probably
that.
A good idea.
That could work. But if you're wanting it to replace lights, I don't know if that'll happen. So a minute ago, when we were talking about self-service places, service merchandise. Remember service?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you hand them a card, and this refrigerator rolled down to you or something.
Was that it? I thought it was Best, or was that part of service merchandise?
Well, it was part of, and that's okay. And that was a really cool concept.
God, I love that story.
It was. I know.
Growing up in San Antonio, that was a vacation for us.
No, you're right. Oh, I understand.
Is that ours? Is that ours?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Here comes the box. Oh, it looks like it could be ours. Yeah. No, I would agree. There was something to that. Obviously, the business model didn't work, but for the time that it was around, it was not bad. Oh, we have to see if Mr. Downs is here.
He is.
Oh, is he? Oh, good. Da, 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 da. Here comes Mr. Downs. It's seven minutes till.
Scott became seven all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is pretty cool stuff. So there. In the meantime, a kayaker from Tennessee filmed himself.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Ashley.
Ashley, is Mr. Downs in the office?
He just left to go get donuts for Lauren's birthday.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Bye. Yeah. Well, let's see exactly how far he's gotten.
So now we're stalking our boss.
I think so. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we're not. We'll see. We'll ask him to call. We'll give him a shout out in just a minute so we can do that. Anyway, kayaker in Tennessee filmed himself with a helmet cam going over a 60-foot waterfall. 20-year-old Dane Jackson, Rock Island, Tennessee, notching up hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube. The clip shows him climbing to the top of Tomata Waterfall in Veracruz.
You say tomato.
Yeah, whatever. While his team hoists the kayak up on ropes, viewers can watch the big plunge from his point of view thanks to the GoPro camera. Says that he held his breath the entire time.
Yeah, I think I would too. And a teen in England is recovering from selfie addiction. I'm just saying, 19-year-old Danny Bowman might be the first person in the world to admit he has a serious addiction to photographing himself and posting the pictures online. Might sound like a joke, but actually he says his addiction is serious, just as serious and as dangerous as any other addiction. In fact, he says he almost lost his life over his selfie obsession. Trouble started when he tried to lose weight to look better for his pictures. He dropped 30 pounds quickly, then stopped going to school, didn't leave the house for 6 months. His parents tried to help him. Danny turned aggressive in a final attempt to cure himself of the disease. He OD'd on drugs. He says, I was constantly in search of trying to find the perfect selfie. Fortunately, his mom staged an intervention, and he's going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about first world problems.
Yeah, that's a pretty strange thing. All right, let me see. And then we've got, I've got to get in touch with Mr. Downs. Okay. All right.
Still haven't found him?
Well, no, he's left for donuts. Oh. Apparently made a donut run because we have a birthday in the...
Because Miss Lauren's celebrating birthday.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that in a minute. It's 5 till.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
The end of the month used car super sale is going on this week at Allen Honda's pre-owned car lot. It's end of the month clearance time, and rather than take these cars to auction, they're passing the savings on to you. Over 20 vehicles available for under $10,000. So hurry in for the end of the month used car super sale at Allen Honda. Allen Honda's on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway. Call 979-696-2424 and always at allenhonda.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll just wait till tomorrow. I mean, I want to talk to him. It's not that big a deal. We'll wait till tomorrow. In the meantime, Patrick.
Yes.
If I say to you PewDiePie, do you know what that is? PewDiePie?
No.
Okay. Well, Guinness handed down an official world record for the most popular YouTube user on the internet. It's not Lady Gaga, not Justin Bieber. In fact, somebody you probably never heard of. A Swedish video game vlogger who goes by the handle PewDiePie, P-E-W-D-I-E-P-I-E. Actually a 24-year-old named Felix Brown. And he has more than 25 million YouTube followers. He dropped out of college in 2011, moved to the UK, and he decided to pursue YouTube full-time. Makes between $140,000 and $1.4 million a month.
Holy!
It is hard to explain his appeal. He narrates long, plotless, and sometimes semi-instructional videos of himself playing The Walking Dead or The Wolf Among Us. He squeaks and squawks at his fans, whom he calls bros. He occasionally pulls in his equally squeaky girlfriend to make guest appearances in which they sketch, as in draw, their YouTube followers or challenge each other to thumb wars. And the guy is making between $140 and $1.4 million a month. A month. Okay?
Well, and that's a wide range because people don't really know how much other people make off of YouTube ads.
Guess what?
What?
$140,000 a month would be okay.
Oh, that's fine. It'd be all right. That is fine.
Even on the low end, it'd be okay.
That's a bad month.
I find that fascinating. I mean, I can't think of anything negative to say about that. He said, this is what I'm going to do, and he went out, and by golly, he did it. So, Never heard of this guy.
So me crazy. Either.
Now, that's what I find interesting, that you haven't heard of him.
Right? Yeah.
I would have thought that you know, because you are fairly plugged into the culture thing. But, man, that's very strange. Ebates finds that about 11% of U.S. Americans are shopping daily from a mobile device, and then more than a third of them are doing it from work. Oh, that's shocking. About half say that they shop via the mobile device during other activities, including their children's ball games and family events. Put that